excuse. I saw Doc, got some medicine. Dewan actually did a lot of work on the side, as did Brandon LaFell. Jeff did most of his rehab inside, as did Jonathan Stewart. Both Thomas Davis and Jordan Gross were back in and got all their reps.
This Byron had
Well, it's offensive line, so we had the room disinfected. And hopefully that helps. I'm serious. Yeah. I'm serious. Oh, yeah. No, so far, you know, and hopefully, you know, everybody stays healthy. You know, we got to keep washing our hands and, you know.
Bug that kind of went with the defensive line.
Yes.
Earlier.
And we did the same thing. We disinfected the room. So we're trying to, you know, do the things we're supposed to. They say wash your hands, keep everything clean. Don't share razors. You know, all those things.
And or does Ryan recommend flu shots?
Yes. Yeah, but, you know, it's up to the player, each individual guy to, you know,
do that, or when would that?
They probably would have done it a month ago.
You don't know what kind of participation you have.
No, that's strictly a medical thing that the doctors handle.
At this did not participate list, who are you most concerned about for Sunday?
Jeff and Jonathan.
Jonathan, do any work today? I know you said on Tuesday.
He did a lot with the inside today. So inside, you know, treadmills, all that stuff. So we'll see how he is tomorrow. You know, the problem was he did a bit of work early in the week, and he was very, very sore. So
obviously, you wanted Jonathan out there, but can you speak to the level of play that D'Angelo has?
Oh, D'Angelo's, you know, playing like he's capable, and that's the best thing. You know, it's all part of the way he practices and does things the right way. You know, I think Tolbert also adds a little change of speed, change of pace for us. And, you know, a guy that we're excited about, and, you know, he got a little bit of opportunity was Armon Smith. So we think right now we've got three guys that, you know, can carry the load, and we feel pretty good about it.
You've talked in recent weeks about Amini's improvement.
Yes.
Guys basically taking just about every snap, yep. I think, for you guys. Did you see, he talked about early in the season kind of hitting that rookie wall early and then pushing.
I think he did. I really do. I think, you know, there was a lull of several weeks back. But what's really been good, though, is just been watching him, the way he's handling things, the way he's gotten better. That's probably the biggest thing. You watch tapes, you know, and watch tape with Coach Masco, as we talk about the offensive line, and the things he points out as far as the improvement, I mean, is exciting. It really is, and it's neat, and it goes for a lot of our young guys. You know, when you look at the different positions, offensive line, you see Byron Bell continually improve every time he's out on the field. Jeff Byers got his opportunity. And then Amini's been very, very steady recently, so that's good to see. And I think it kind of coincides with the improved play and confidence in which our offensive line has played. I think that's helped our quarterback as well. You know, so there's been a lot of good things that have come as of late because of, I think, a little bit more cohesiveness for the first time on that group, and that was good to see.
Your quarterback, he and Lewis Murphy go back a long ways back to Florida. How tight do you see those guys being?
Well, I think they're pretty close. I really do. They talk a lot. But you know what? You also see Cam do it with Steve, and you see him do it with Brandon LaFell, with Armani. So I don't know if it's necessarily just one guy. But there is, you can tell there's a little bit more of a bond there with Lewis. So.
Well, I know it's down the road, but you know, Luke is playing so well in the middle, and you've talked about how he's better middle linebacker. And, you know, next year when John comes back and he's a three-time Pro Bowler in the middle, I mean, what do you do? I mean, how do you approach that?
That's mostly something we'll sit down and definitely take a look at. But I will say this. So when you look at the different skill sets, I think John's got skill sets to play inside and outside a little bit more than Luke does. Luke, you know, his skill set lends more towards being an inside guy. So we'll see. I mean, it's still, you know, a ways away, and like you said, down the road. But I think, you know, we may have found something here, and I think it's, you know, one of those things that you do what's going to be best for us. And we'll see.
What kind of updates have you gotten from guys who've had their surgeries? And
well, I know, talking about John Beeson, has progressed very well. And very excited that his recovery is going perfect. But then, of course, he's got to do the shoulder still, so we'll see how that goes. No, don't know that. But I do know he's going to have that done. Then watched Chris Gamble. Looks really good. The shoulder repair there. As has Mike Pollock. I'm trying to remember all the surgeries we've had. Khalil looks great. He looks great. And that's exciting. That's encouraging. You know, they tell me he'll be ready for OTAs and minicamp. So there's a lot of good things that have happened to those guys that, you know, that we've had to put off to the side right now. Kealoha is progressing very nicely. So, you know, yes, he, remember he had the shoulder, the labrum, and the rotator cuff. So that's progressed very well. So, again, you know, we'll see as we get into the spring.
John's a reconstruction?
No, just a repair in terms of that. The best of my knowledge. I should say that because I'm not – I think it was a scope, but don't quote me because I'm not
– some point soon he'll have a shoulder.
Yes. Thank you, guys. We'll